the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with.
He credits Turkey for halting its invasion into northern Syria at the expense of Kurdish forces.
Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood.
Now, this comes as the U.S. envoy to Syria says there is evidence of ethnic cleansing by Turkey, and some escaped ISIS fighters have still not been caught. For U.S. troops, military analyst Jeff McCausland.
Majority of forces now going to Iraq, and Secretary of Defense Esper said they would stay there temporarily. Apparently, the Iraqi government has said they do not want those forces repositioned permanently on their territory, so they could be there as short as about 4 weeks or so.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Aaron David Miller, Senior Fellow at the Carnegie Endowment and former U.S. State Department Middle East Advisor and Negotiator. Thanks for joining us this morning. You know, the President insisted that the ceasefire that will now supposedly be permanent has been good, but we've also received reports that the ceasefire has not held up completely. What are we to think here?
Well, ceasefires are made to be broken, particularly in the Middle East. Any number of historic examples of this. And when you've got a Turkish incursion married to the advance of the Syrian military, married to some Kurdish resistance, and the migration of individuals, you're going to have a lot of chaos and confusion. There's no doubt that the Turks have now essentially put their stamp, at least on a significant amount of territory along the border, which will be free of the Syrian Democratic Forces, the Kurdish militias we were supporting. But this 7 or 8 minute presentation by the president, and I voted for Republicans and Democrats and worked for both of them as well. It's not a partisan comment. It's this vintage Trump. He's tripled down on what he's done. It's a very pro-Russian statement. He's claimed credit for a permanent ceasefire, which probably does not exist. And in the process, he's given up all leverage of what remaining influence we do have by essentially saying that all sanctions against the Turks will be removed. So on this one, he's not, unlike backing down from hosting the G7 summit at the Doral in Miami, since he's giving no ground.
Aaron Miller, most of the analysis by both experts and politicians in both parties really blasting the administration for moving U.S. troops out of Syria, with the exception of maybe a couple of hundred that are still there. What is your take on this? Is he really fighting all of the Washington establishment on this?
I mean, I think there's no question. And in fact, I really do believe that in some respects, what his decision did was to lay bare a decade of failed policy on Syria. We've never, under Democratic administrations or Republican or successive Congresses or the majority of the American public, ever deemed to be Syria a vital national interest. And I think he's recognized that. It's diplomatic malpractice. It's a shameless betrayal of the Kurds the way is done. But it acknowledges, I think, a certain reality. And the answer to your question is, yeah, he is fighting every analyst, every diplomat, and anyone else I know with respect to the way this was done. But the reality of confronting the fact that we don't have much leverage because the Russians, the Turks, the Iranians are prepared to sacrifice blood and treasure where we're not is undeniable.
Some of that criticism has even come from his own party over the weekend. Mitch McConnell wrote a stinging op-ed about this situation. What do you expect there?
Well, you know, he did, without mentioning the president once by name, I might add. I think that the Republican Party, both the Republican foreign policy establishment and the non-establishment, have criticized the president roundly, mostly in the area of foreign policy, not on domestic and certainly not on the impeachment inquiry. There, I think, at least for the moment, you've got a Republican red wall that is probably not going to crack, or at least at this point. But there is an enormous amount of pushback on Syria. In a sense, the Republicans have finally found a dimension of the Trump administration's policy that they feel comfortable, because it pertains to the national interest, in criticizing.
Aaron David Miller, thank you for that analysis. Senior fellow, Carnegie Endowment, former U.S. State Department Middle East advisor and negotiator. He says what Mr. Trump said just in the last hour or so represents diplomatic malpractice and a shameless betrayal of the Kurds.